All right, I got shows coming up, people, and I really want to see you there. So let me give you some specifics so you can get tickets and make plans. On November 5th, I'll be in Bensalem, Pennsylvania at Parks Casino. More shows are always being added, so just keep checking RussellPeters.com for updates. Now, please enjoy the show. Hey, everybody. It's me, Russell. As I just mentioned, I'm doing quite a few shows lately, and it's been keeping me really busy. That being said, I'm going back into the archives today to share one of my favorite episodes with you, Average Looking and Rich, with Lunell and Kim Whitley. This episode is actually really one of my favorites, and I'm pretty sure it was one of the first ones I ever recorded. It was really early in the podcast career for me. So I really credit it with kicking off the show the right way. Anyway, I hope you enjoy it, and I'll be back with some more new episodes soon. Hey, it's Russell Peters, and you're listening to my podcast, Culturally Canceled. I wanted this show to be about real talk, and my guests this week do not disappoint. First of all, we have Lunell, the original bad girl of comedy. You've seen her in Borat, Dolomite Is My Name, and Coming to America. That's Coming to America, the sequel. So subscribe to her YouTube channel, Hey Lunell. That's Hey Lunell. It's hilarious, her YouTube channel. And let me tell you something about this chick. She says the most real things to me on this episode. She said that I wasn't handsome, that I was kind of average. And you know what? She ain't wrong. And we also have Kim Whitley, Hollywood's go-to girl for comedic acting and one of Oprah's favorites. Listen, if Oprah co-signs you, I mean, you're either really good or really paid off. And we know that Kim is not paid off. She's just damn good. You've seen her in Two Broke Girls, Curb Your Enthusiasm, and Black Dynamite, which is one of my all-time favorite movies of all time. Which all time is, I like to say it as many times as I can because it really is a phenomenal movie. You're about to see her in The Outlaw Johnny Black with me. We don't have scenes together, but we're in the same movie. And that's Michael Jai White's new film that'll be coming out soon, which is not the sequel to Black Dynamite, but it's a black spaghetti western similar to Black Dynamite. It's fucking hilarious. We make calls. We called some friends that we talked about. We drank some drinks. And nobody holds back, especially Kim and Lunell. So grab your own drink and figuratively join me in my backyard so that you can laugh with us. And I want you to really pay attention and enjoy the show. You're going to have a good time. Hey, welcome to Culturally Canceled. This is my podcast. This is Russell Peters, in case you're wondering who is this podcast. And with me today, I have two queens. Queens! When I say queens, I don't mean like lightly. I don't mean like, oh, I'm just saying this to be facetious or kiss their ass. But I have two queens from the comedy world. Two comics that I've admired for many years. Some I've known for 21 years, but didn't know she knew me for 21 years. One I've been a fan of for such a long time as well. And today with me is the illustrious Kim Whitley.
Hey, happy to be here.
And my favorite bottom bitch, Lunell.
Oh, okay. Motherfucking right.
That's so dope.
Thank you. I'm glad you introduced me properly. I'm a professional bottom bitch.
She is the best bottom bitch you can get.
I am. Around. I got the receipts. I got testimonies.
And we got tested, too.
Yeah, we did.
So if we decide to do a
and
scene.
And we're outside.
Yeah, so we're doing it all right.
We're doing it all right. We're outside. We're having drinks.
Yes.
I'm smoking a cigar.
Yes, I'm not smoking a cigar.
I met Kim. I don't know if you remember this. I think I've told you a couple of times, but the first time I met you was at Laugh-A-Palooza in 2000.
Ooh, I loved Laugh-A-Palooza. Dang. God
in Atlanta.
I'm scared to hear what that story is. You've told me before.
I had a buddy of mine, Artie.
Right.
Artie the one-man party. We used to call him that. He was a light-skinned guy. An ex-girlfriend of mine used to say he looked unfinished.
Unfinished.
He said he looks incomplete.
I love that.
but girls seemed to like him because he was like a pretty light-skinned guy.
I don't know why Kim would say, oh, I hate to hear this story. Because Kim literally has never had a scandal in her life.
Yeah.
She never fell down drunk in the club. She never been incarcerated. She never been a battered woman. You know, she ain't got no shit like that in her track record.
And even this didn't go very far, so.
Oh, God,
This story doesn't get much juicier. She gave Artie.
She got nothing.
She gave Artie her number. They talked a little bit. And then I saw her when she came to Toronto to shoot something in like the early 2000s.
That was, yep, the perfect man.
That's what it was. I saw you then. And I reminded you. And you were nice enough to pretend you remembered me.
But then we were on a show together. Remember that?
Oh, my
and
God.
And I felt so... And now I know how to rescue somebody. Mm-hmm. Then I didn't know how to rescue because you needed to be rescued. We were on Bethany together. And oh all he God. Said was chick, right?
Yeah, they said something
Bethany
about...
Bethany Franco?
Yes. And I was trying to be funny with him. And you know, I was all up against him. You know, like, yeah, you... And then all of a sudden, I was like, uh-oh.
This just turned... They asked me a question about dating. And I was, like, single at the time. So I was like, you know, most of the chicks I date... Yep. And that's all I said. I was like,
that's
most
all
of,
he said.
I was saying it like... I don't know, like most of the chicks I date, you know, and then they were like, and then somebody, that's the reason because you call women chicks. And then I was like, oh, shit.
Who said that, Bethany?
No, somebody in the audience. And then we're like, I was like, oh, okay, no, hold on. And then I thought the producers came out and I thought they were coming to say, oh, don't worry about it. They came out and they were like, do you know how much of a douchebag you sound like?
Why?
And I'm like,
because of the word chick?
Yeah.
You didn't say chicken head, you said a chick.
No, it was the weird, that's why I can remember. I don't remember.
It was
a lot,
you, me, and Aubrey O'Day. That.
Aubrey O'Day.
Yes, it was the weirdest.
That's a
they just attacked me like crazy.
No, they attacked you, and I think it was that burgundy velvet jacket.
It was. I did wear a wine.
Like a pimp.
I wore a wine colored velvet blazer with a white dress. I looked fly, but
you did look fly.
I looked too fly for the show.
Black Dynamite.
Yeah, and they were just like they hated on me.
They did, and they just did not. I was like.
That's too bad, Russell.
Yeah, you got it.
It was strange, and I didn't know how to. Now I know, but I didn't know how to rescue him. I was like, I don't know how to help you.
You did help me because you leaned in. You go, I got you, baby. Don't worry, I got you.
You were helping me. Yeah, not as much as I could have. You bitches, shut the fuck up. That was good. That's good, right?
Say it again. Yeah. Now with conviction this time, like these bitches. Go ahead, say it again.
You bitches better shut the fuck up.
Bethany would have had it. It's the uck for me.
Yeah. You ucked the shit out of that. That was an Ohio uck.
It's the uck for me. Oh, good, Kim.
You got to go into the mic, Kimmy.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, because
I don't like things big and black this close to my face.
You a lie.
Well, how about medium and brown?
Love that. That doesn't speak. Danger.
Impregnation pending.
Impregnation
pending.
Okay. Welcome to the Impregnation.
Uh-huh.
You've heard of Raider Nation. This is Impregnation.
So I was glad to know you. And then it stuck with me for so long. I kept saying, I want to be his friend. I want to know him. It was that weird, not like stalker, like I got to get with him. But I just felt that.
I got that.
I wanted
that
to.
That stalker, I got to get with him. You see this fucking backyard?
Oh, his backyard.
I ain't even been upstairs. I'm like, we can fuck or do whatever you want to do. As long as I saw can his lay audience. Around in this backyard.
Fuck a yard. I saw the people in the audience. I'm like, damn, he got a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You guys don't remember. You guys have that audience. You just haven't bothered to go get them yet.
No, that's not true.
You do. Listen, I know if you
well,
did...
Well, you know what? You might have a point. I've never attempted to do an arena myself.
You right. should start on a theater tour because you would sell it out.
I know I can sell out theaters.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, in your big stronghold cities, you do the arena.
She did say arenas. You're selling out arenas.
Yeah, you sell out arenas like the Mets and shit.
Yeah. You understand, right?
Like it's been a couple of years now since the last arena, so we don't know.
Oh, because of COVID.
Well, you better get your visibility up on social media.
I know my social media sucks.
That's where everybody fucking lives, you know, these days.
My social media sucks.
Well, you better suck it back and get your shit together.
Oh, come on, we got to get it. Come on now.
Come on, Russell, you the man.
What are you at, a couple of million?
Me?
Yeah.
No, a couple hundred thousand.
No, you got to be more than that.
No, I'm not a mil. Come on.
After the
790, you're still more than me.
Oh well, okay. I got tits and ass twice a month.
I know. I do look at those
when you do the pictures.
Yeah, so that's what gets
and
me.
Kim's got 1.1 million.
Well.
I do on one of my social medias.
Oh,
no shit!
This ouch! Talk of shit over here.
Ouch!
Yeah,
but you know how
you're like the Byron Allen of this shit. You're multimedia.
Goddamn!
No, you know how
I made Kim. My the drink that got me into drinking.
Can I get a lighter? Can I see that blow torch?
I want to finish my water, and I want to pour the rest in it and take it with me.
How do you work this?
That is so good. I like to drink it tonight in my bed while I think about you.
Oh, yeah. Lord.
Everybody, we can FaceTime. Get my man.
Did you say we can FaceTime? Oh, my God. When is our movie coming out?
So, Linnell, Kim and I are in a movie together called The Outlaw Johnny Black.
Okay. Where is it going to be seen at?
I don't know yet.
We don't know.
What kind of movie is it?
It's kind of like...
You remember Black Dynamite?
Of course.
So it's the...
Spaghetti Western sequel version of Black Dynamite. But there is actually a sequel to Black Dynamite that's being worked on.
She gets the funnest
roles. And you're going to be in it. I know he's bringing back everybody from the first one. I know I'm in it. And I would love to have Lunel in it.
Yeah, Lunel's blowing up. I'm available.
It only took me 40 years.
I mean, that's how it works.
Sometimes. Really? Yeah. You weren't acting 40 years ago, so stop.
What?
Really? What were you doing?
25 years ago.
Thank you.
Well, 40 years ago, I was, let me see.
You was 12.
Selling 21. Rocks.
I was
selling rocks!
Smoking dope and fucking around and being a thought and shit like that.
Yeah, that's called living life.
Yeah, that wasn't acting.
So, yeah.
Living right. The good life.
There was acting involved, trust me.
Wait, 25, you know what's funny is we say 25 years ago, that was only 1996.
Damn.
When
25 years ago.
In 96 is when I got, no, in 95 is when I got my SAG card.
When did you start doing stand-up?
I started doing stand-up about 30 years ago.
Right.
At Miss Wiz in Long Beach. Are you here?
No, I'm
not. You don't know about Miss Wiz?
No. Mm-hmm.
You have to be an OG. Yeah, you have to be an OG. Because I did Long Beach. Then I went back to Oakland. Then I came back to L.A. Because, you know, sometimes it takes you three times to move to L.A. to make it stick. Third time.
It's kind of like just the tipping it.
You come to L.A., you fail, you go back. You come back to L.A., you go back. And tip.
Yeah, you kind of put it in the, okay, and not ready?
I don't play them kind of reindeer games.
And you saw all the jokes I got in my phone that I have stolen from Russell.
Uh-huh.
I remember I gave you some good ones that night.
Oh, I've used them. Don't think I haven't.
Did they kill?
Yeah, the one about him in school. Estimate, remember? They told me, math now, you estimate. You got to estimate, you know, the math. And Russell told me, he said, why don't you estimate these grades? And I added something to it, and boom, 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 boom. Thank you.
I'm good for punch-up if you need it.
I need just some whole
I'll
set.
I'll let you know.
Okay?
Yeah. I really punching
will.
Up people's
I
sets.
Really will.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm writing something now.
Oh, well, it's a set?
I'm writing a Netflix special, even though I have no offer from Netflix.
You'll get
good
one.
For you.
That's an easy
so
one
you
for you to get.
So you put it out there in the universe. And yeah. Do
that's literally sitting there waiting for you.
Yeah,
it is because, you know, I look at the women that have done Netflix. It's not that many. Not black women.
Yeah, which is, you know, well, Netflix ain't the only game in town. So I'm not going to suck Netflix dick. Please give me a special. HBO is still viable.
Why did you even say that?
Showtime is still viable.
Who's done that?
Well, I have.
You know, I honestly think if you have a solid YouTube channel, right?
Yeah.
What do you, how many?
44,000.
Right.
I just started in.
Okay, so we're gonna pump that up on this too.
Thank you.
And I'm, but I feel like the next move is you put out you produce your own special.
Yeah.
You do everything yourself, and you put it on your YouTube channel, and you get the advertisers to pay you, and
well, you
then
know,
you own it, and then if somebody else wants to buy it from you. Again, can resell it.
Yeah,
so you
yeah.
can make your money twice.
That's the plan. And I actually really want to do it at the Fox Theater in Oakland, California.
You
know, those Foxes have a certain, it's like an Apollo type feel. The Fox
Theater.
Yeah,
they do. One in Atlanta.
What's
yeah,
the one we
them.
Did in Oakland, Eddie?
You did the Paramount.
The Paramount. Is that the old
and
school
I,
one?
And the, yeah, the Paramount is old school as well. Very operatic looking. But the thing mm-hmm. about the Paramount is the people who are connected with the Paramount have not always been the kindest to me.
Okay.
So I'd like to come back to Oakland and be in the rival theater, the Fox, and fuck that up.
Fair. Right, I get that. Mm-hmm. You're like comics, we're very spiteful people. We are. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much
I'll
we...
I'll never forget what the fuck you said exactly. in 85, you bitch.
That's right. Exactly what
well,
it
we
is.
We are. We are spiteful.
Yeah, we are absolutely. Very spiteful.
Because you know why? Because when we're spiteful because we were struggling. And when we make it, we remember what happened to us because in our, we knew we were going to make it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the hurt, like when people treat
it's
you
like you're
like
getting
trash.
Stabbed.
Yes.
Like somebody stabs you. I had a comic, I'll tell you later who it is, but even I don't have no problem dropping names.
I
but,
know.
But
you could say the name, we'll edit it out or beep it if you want.
that bitch ass.
Well, yeah. Hold on. You're not the first person to have a problem with that guy.
Okay.
Really? I didn't even know.
Not me, no, but somebody
years
else.
Years and years and years ago, me and Sherry out at Roscoe's after doing some comedy some fucking way. This year, I was green in the game. And said to me, I've already made more money than you'll ever make in your fake ass
he
career.
He said that?
Mm-hmm.
That's when light-skinned people were in style.
Because we were having words back and forth because... is such a shitty motherfucker. He funny, though. Like, I'm not going to deny he funny. He's just that shitty kind of funny. Like, I always wanted to produce this comedy show of shitty motherfuckers. Like Corey Holcomb and T.K. Kirkland. And
funny.
Like
those kind of shitty motherfuckers.
Like asshole comedy show.
Yeah,
asshole comedy show.
Yes, yes, yeah. And have somebody like Dice Clay host it with all niggas. That'd chap his ass, wouldn't it?
It would actually
yeah,
would.
Dice
it?
Clay, now you work for the niggas. How about that? Mm-hmm.
Now whose name is signed on the bottom of your check?
Yeah.
Oh, Lunel.
Yeah, oh, me. Nasty. No, but don't you think that would be hot? If these motherfuckers are out there in the world, the Coreys and the and shit and the TKs, and they talking shit, what about a female who capitalized on that and take them shitty motherfuckers and put their ass to work. Put them on the motherfucking road. Pay them good.
Pay them good.
Treat them well. So the shit they talk won't be about me.
Right. Because they are some shitty ass.
They're shitty.
There's a lot of
shitty
people.
They're funny, though. Now, listen. They're shitty and mean.
Mean as shit.
Faison.
Oh, and Faison.
And Faison could be on it.
Hilarious.
Yeah, but Corey Holcomb is so hard. But it makes me laugh.
That's
so
the thing.
Hard.
It ain't that they shitty and not funny.
Oh, my God.
They so shitty that they're funny.
Yeah, but see, Corey is a calculated shitty. He knows he's being shitty.
He's been shitty to me, and I ain't done a motherfucking thing to Corey.
I see. Yeah, I'm sure. I think
I don't care because if I was...
I don't take it personal from some of these guys.
Well, you should take it personal, but you just don't have to act on it because they mean it personally.
Well, the problem is...
They base
Russell,
it on one
you good looking and rich. Don't nobody like you.
You're average looking and rich.
I was never good looking growing up, so I'm just happy to hear any compliments
right
now.
Did you say...
Let's not be crazy, Kim.
I like Linnell's take. It sounds more realistic to me.
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
The money make him better looking, like anybody.
Oh, no. Damn.
Look at Lil Wayne. Look at Lil Wayne.
My
would
God.
You fuck? Would you fuck with Lil Wayne if he didn't have money?
Russell
fuck
ain't
out of
close
here.
To Lil Wayne.
No, but
are
I'm
you
just
crazy?
Saying. I'm using that for an example.
Wait a minute. You better look at my reputation.
That.
Every motherfucker I talk to is fine as shit, and if I think he fine, he fine.
That's no. You're not definitive. Russell is an average-looking guy, which gives average-looking guys the motherfucking hope that, God damn it, I could pull bitches, too.
But he's exotic. He's exotic.
That's because he's
born.
Indian.
He's from Canada.
Yes, he is. But he's still an Indian from Canada.
He's Canadian.
Ain't you an Indian?
I'm an Indian. My mom. You met my mom?
She's fucking Indian.
I thought his mama was white when I first met
oh
her.
Oh, my God. You didn't talk to her?
White.
You
she
must
does.
Didn't talk to her. Did you hear
yeah,
her?
Yeah, now, yes. Her, yes. I talked to her, but when I first
I'm
saw her.
I'm not being insulting. I'm being a realist.
When I first saw her with him, I was like, oh, wow. He's
the reason I said Lil Wayne is not to compare Russell to Lil Wayne.
Ma Dukes was born and raised in Calcutta.
Wait a minute.
Wow.
Let me clear this up.
Okay.
Excuse me. The reason I said Lil Wayne was not to compare Russell to Lil Wayne in any capacity other than if Lil Wayne did not have money, would you even give him $2 on the street? He looks like a motherfucking, like somebody
a
scribbled.
Gremlin.
He looks like somebody scribbled on the
street. But he didn't used to look like that.
But,
let's talk about
he does
was, used
now.
To be kind of cute. Yeah, he did. I don't
no,
know.
No,
yeah,
he looked even worse back then.
No, he was
no,
better.
He
it's all the tattoos.
He looked like a regular
and
boy.
The hair, he looked like a regular
he
boy.
He looked like
from
a regular guy, and
yeah.
He looked like a regular guy with
the
with
tattoos
locks.
And the teeth.
It's all
and
that
the,
shit and all that shit.
You know how
shit.
People try to tear themselves up? They want to look bad?
Yeah.
He didn't have to do all that.
All that blonde
but
shit.
But back to the question at hand, depends on the circumstance.
What does that mean?
Depends on how Lil Wayne approaches her.
Thank you, Russell.
Bring
that bottle of wine back here, Eddie.
Thank you.
Okay, let me rethink that, Kim.
Okay.
If Lil Wayne wanted
we
to holler at
we were introduced as queens, and we have gone down.
I didn't tell him to say that about me. I do. I rebuke.
You didn't say
queen.
What y'all the queen of.
Yeah. I'm the queen of the people. That's what I am. Kim is one of the queens of Hollywood. She's royalty. She's regal. She works with Oprah. She gets to go to
you hang out with Oprah, huh?
Yeah.
I do. I'm going to have another event with her on the 12th.
You ever met Oprah Linnell?
Absolutely. Yeah. Oprah don't want to meet me. She should have me like somebody
Why
like
would she
me
not want to meet you? You are fantastic.
She should have. I am.
And when this movie comes out, let me tell you something. You got to understand, Linnell. You are, first of all, great actress. Remember that show we was all going to do for HBO?
Yeah.
You are fucking fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say, no, your comedy might be raw or you might be all Oakland and shit, but when you hit that screen, your talent is off the chain.
Well, thank you, Kim, and I really appreciate that because I respect you. I talk shit to you constantly because we're up for the same roles.
She sent me videos talking shit to me. So sick of her.
But something happened to me this year on television, and Kim was one of the people who spoke to me surprisingly in that. And if I loved her before, I really, 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 really love her now. I don't mean that I don't hate a little bit. Shit, she got a better house than me. She got a smaller waist than me. She got more money than I do. But I respect her, though. Out of all that shit, I'm just being honest.
Okay,
other bitches might think this, what I'm saying, behind your motherfucking back. I'm telling you to your face with your little ass waistline and your big ass titties. I wish mine
I didn't even notice those.
You are a comedian. I'll
tell you this. The first thing this is going to sound creepy, but the first thing I noticed about Kim, she had great feet.
What? Them size 10?
They're big ass feet, but they're great feet.
They're big ass feet.
Like, that's the only reason because I'm like, this bitch could steal my shoes
you're
in the morning.
Foot man.
Oh. You have nice feet too, lady.
I have beautiful feet.
I know, I've seen them. You think I haven't peeped you?
You didn't see it. It wasn't the dimples. It wasn't the smile. You're a footman.
Oh, yeah, that's first
place
I looked.
Did you see her with sandals on?
I sure did.
Oh, that's what he's a footman, girl.
Oh, my God.
I got you packed. I know what you like.
You know what I meant.
I got you.
Yeah, Linnell always got the pretty pedicure.
She better fucking
you even sent me a picture of it one time.
Feet, because I know what he like. I be to shove these size nines all down his motherfucking thumb.
You sent me a picture of your feet one day.
I did not.
You sure?
Did she?
You said you went for. No. I'm going for a pedicure, and I said, show me.
Oh no! You didn't see
that was a slick move. Show me.
No. Wait, Russell. I didn't send you a picture of my feet pre-pedicure.
Post.
Oh, I was nervous too. That
me too. I'm like, if you put that up, show over, motherfucker.
No, I remember.
Corona feet have been the worst feet ever in the history of pedicures.
Yeah. What's your foot looking like?
We need a touch up.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You can't get your feet done in this mess.
White girls always go with black nail polish, so it's weird.
No, they don't. They do pink and French.
Oh, red's good.
Yeah.
I didn't see
red. Yeah,
red
is
red.
Hot. Let me see what kind of red. Is that a burgundy? I thought that was on your finger.
She got that COVID foot.
Oh, you don't have it on. No.
She's tucked her finger. She's making fists now.
No. Her
toes are underneath. She can eat bananas with her feet after.
I have a microphone. I'm so sorry. Yeah. They're red.
I have a microphone.
They're chipped. They're not. I can't take my boot off right now.
Okay. What kind of cigar do you smoke? What's the difference in cigars, Russell?
It depends on what mood I'm in. Right now, I'm smoking a light one. This is a Gurkha.
Uh-huh.
So what do you do like they do? They do like Remy,
you know,
and cigars,
yeah,
right?
They know, like, these cigars. Like, there's a certain taste.
It's a man thing.
Yeah. Isn't there some
but
nice
there are
cigars?
Girls who smoke cigars. Mm-hmm. Don't you smoke cigars?
I don't. I
you
have.
Know, it is sexy when a woman smokes a cigar.
That's because you got a phallic.
But I don't know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Phallic fetish.
It's only sexy if they know what they're doing.
See, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. I just.
Right.
Yeah, you're
right.
Not supposed to inhale it.
No, you don't.
Number one, do not inhale this.
No, do not. I blow it out.
Yeah, you'll get high as shit.
Yeah, but I don't know what I'm doing.
I only know how to smoke like weed, so I don't know how to smoke without inhaling.
Yeah, you get fucked up.
You mean you
don't inhale those cigars?
Yeah, you kind of roll it around and spit it out.
Ew, I hate spit.
I've done that with other things.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. But
I don't swallow. Yeah,
I mean,
don't
I assume.
Know.
You do have a baby.
But it doesn't matter.
I want to get back to Kim set me the fucking straight about her motherfucking track record, her body count, and her motherfucking name has all been fine as shit, though.
I wonder if, hey, let me ask you this.
See, but she's sneaky. You never see her with the guys. She doesn't photograph with her men.
Yeah.
The people around her don't talk about her, man. I've tried to get
information. Nobody knows
before.
Who her son's father is.
I know who she is.
Did you say she? That's funny. That was funny.
How hilarious.
Oh, God. That was good.
Give me a click on that
one. That was good. Oh,
get
wait,
your drink.
Yeah, that was good.
Oh, thank you, baby. Mm.
That was, by the way, was a decision I had to make when I was making your drink, Kim. I was like, I pulled out a red cup. I go, that's a woman, a classy woman. I'm going to give her a fucking red cup.
If you come to my house, you're going to get a red cup and a paper plate.
A Libra.
And a plastic fork.
Every time he says that, it shocks
me. I don't like to do dishes.
No, me neither. That's why I took a red cup for me. I was like, you know what? I'm going to let the ladies respect. I'm going to give him a respectable glass today.
May I say something about that? See, the thing about Russell that makes him even more attractive. Mm-hmm. Is like
since he's on the average guy,
average in the looks department.
That was, I think, the sixth time that you've called Russell average. I just wanted to keep
yes,
that.
But what makes
I'm happy him, with it.
But what makes an average guy a motherfucking king? Is when they know how to treat a lady.
Yes,
and then when they have the means to treat a lady like a lady, that's what makes a bitch wet.
Yes,
that's what makes an average looking guy. Motherfucking Leonardo DiCaprio.
No, it's true. That's who you pick, Leonardo?
I'm drinking wine.
Okay, I was like, that's our choice. That's our measure.
But Leonardo pulls bitches. What you talking
about? He sure
does. Okay. What you talking about?
I'd say he's the best actor of our generation.
Leonardo?
Oh, he's incredible.
Well, as let's say the best white actor.
Well, yeah. I mean,
Leonardo's you know, you good. Can't put him over Denzel or even Michael B. Jordan. They neck and neck.
Right. But I'm saying, for like his you body of work and the amount of
right,
different
okay,
things he's
right,
played.
You're right. I'll
and,
say that.
And owned it every time.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't. The
NBA is back and at DraftKings Sportsbook, an authorized sports betting partner of the NBA. The key to victory is a strong starting five. New customers can bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game. And if they do, you win $200 in free bets. So why not make your roster Washington, 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 and oh yeah, Washington. DraftKings Sportsbook customers can also get skin in the game with the new same-game parlays. Combine multiple bets from the same game for a bigger payout. The more legs you add, the more money you can win. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your own cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code Peters. Bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game and win $200 in free bets. If they win, you win. With promo code Peters this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an authorized sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm the kind of person who never really stops turning their gears. I'm always thinking about something, and it's hard to get my brain to slow down enough for me to fall asleep sometimes. A lot of people have recommended I try CBD products, but I always hesitated to try them because it's so hard to find a reliable source. How many CBD brands are there? Luckily, I got turned on to Papa and Barkley, an awesome CBD company that creates award-winning CBD solutions for pain, stress, sleep, and everyday wellness. And unlike less effective CBD brands, they have an unmatched, clean, chemical-free, whole plant process with proven results. For my sleep issues, I've been using the regular strength relief drops in lemongrass ginger, and just a few drops before bed really helped to calm my mind. I mean, I'd like to think that my brain is smart enough to know when it needs sleep to function well, but I guess it needs a little CBD nudge to power down sometimes. Anyways, since I've been using Papa and Barkley relief drops, I really feel like I can actually fall asleep when I want to. And because Papa and Barkley is committed to using CBD in the purest, cleanest form, I sleep even better. Plus, their company has a great story. Papa and Barkley founder Adam Grossman created the groundbreaking relief balm to ease his father's debilitating back pain. From that powerful homemade balm, Papa and Barkley has expanded to a full line of topical balms, oils, tinctures, and capsules, all made with 100% clean ingredients and whole plant full spectrum CBD. Today, they're the number one cannabis wellness company in California, and with their new CBD relief line, they can ship anywhere nationwide. Papa and Barkley is on a mission to improve lives through CBD in its purest, cleanest form possible. Go to papaandbarkleycbd.com/peters for 20% off your first purchase. That's 20% off for new customers at PAPA and BARKLEYCBD.com/Peters.
What's your favorite Leonardo DiCaprio movie?
Probably Catch Me If You Can.
I was just about to say. Oh yeah.
That movie's incredible.
That motherfucking movie.
But even Wolf of Wall Street, he was ill.
I didn't see Wolf of Wall Street.
You would be like this the whole movie.
Really?
You'd be like this the whole movie.
You never seen Wolf of Wall Street?
No. Girl,
that shit is incredible.
You'll be like,
okay,
this.
I'm going to watch that whole movie.
You'll be like, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Really?
Right?
Yeah, there's a great movie.
The whole movie.
Okay. I got to watch that.
He's fantastic in that movie.
And of course, Titanic.
What's he doing now?
He ain't got to do shit. What the fuck he got to do?
You know what's funny is I was at Eddie Murphy's
house.
Give
bitches COVID tests and fuck them.
I was at Eddie Murphy's house one night. I didn't get invited.
Eddie Murphy's compound.
Yeah, that's his museum.
It's like being at the Louvre.
It really is. When I walked in, I go, oh, this is what people feel like when they come to my house.
Right.
I walked in and I really went... I haven't done shit with my life.
Well, not compared to that.
Yeah. No, just Eddie's driveway.
He's got a fucking moat.
He's got a moat. I drove over that little bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I was at his house. Tiffany took me. Tiffany took me. Tiffany's the best. She gave me the best. I've been doing stand-up 32 years. In those 32 years, she gave me the best memory of comedy in my entire life.
How?
I'm going to meet her now.
She took me to Eddie's house.
Oh, yeah.
She said, yo, I'm going to Eddie's. And I go, wow, that's impressive. She goes, you want to come? I was like, are you shitting me? She goes, I'll come scoop you. And she scooped me.
Yep, that's how you.
And took me to Eddie's house.
She took me to Commons.
Oh, right. There you go. I was texting with her this morning because I'm so happy for her because she's finally happy.
Did you see their silhouette challenge?
She took me nowhere.
Did you see her silhouette thing with Common? Uh-uh. On Instagram, it was hilarious.
He pulled her wig off.
Yeah, but it was sexy, too.
It was sexy.
Because for a bitch that wears a wig.
That's hysterical.
Oh, it was. Yeah. You need to see
it. I got
to
see
it. Let me pull that up.
Is it on her page?
No, yeah. I'm going to pull it up for you right
now. Okay, please do. Okay, I like this.
So Tiffany took me to Eddie's house. And when I get there, it's Jamie, Chris, Chappelle, Jeff Ross, Sasha Baron Cohen.
All the boys.
Bill Hader, Q-Tip. Then Ali Wong was there.
Access. That's what I'm talking about.
Love her.
Celebrity. That's what we talk about. Everybody's like, what's the best thing about being a celebrity? Access. See how you got invited to that?
I didn't get invited. She brought me, but she brought you.
Right. You were, but you know, she could have picked some other people.
I got invited.
So you were obviously.
I went with Val Young.
Oh, Val, yep.
You know,
I know Val.
Her and Eddie is like.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And she said, Eddie want me to bring you up. I said, bitch, where you want me to meet you at?
Okay.
And when I went, it was fight night. It was a fight night.
Yeah, I went over there. I've been over there a couple
times. LL and his wife, I think Simone.
Simone, yeah. Uh-huh.
And it was Sugar Ray.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
And then it was
Bernadette, his wife. I know the wives.
It was, my boy that played in Coming to America. You
Arsenio?
No. I know Arsenio's name. It's not Jamal. It's Dadgummit. Anyway, he plays one of the leads.
In the new one.
Yeah, he's.
You're talking about? I know exactly who you're talking about.
It starts with a J.
Yeah, yeah. What's his name, Eddie?
Jermaine Fowler.
Jermaine was there, and it was fight night, and Eddie had everything in the kitchen for you know, like if you're gonna go to a baseball game or some chili dogs and popcorns and nachos and all that stuff. But the surreal part was sitting behind Sugar Ray watching Sugar Ray watch a fight.
Oh yeah, that was surreal.
That was surreal.
I went to Eddie's house and I went down. This is when you know.
The fact that he has a basement is impressive in LA.
I went bowling.
Yes, and he had the bowling alley.
And I couldn't take. And Eddie was into it, and I was like, "Yeah." He was like, "Come on!" I was like, no, "I really don't want to play another game."
And he got that arcade.
And the candy.
The candy.
Yeah, like Michael Jackson.
I was like, "This is ridiculous." The bar. I was like, "I can't live."
The dance club in there.
Yeah, and the club. I said, "I got to go back home to my house."
Yeah.
Okay, so let me. I didn't feel good about myself. Let me show Kim. Tiffany and Commons, a silhouette challenge. Every motherfucker needs a comedian chick.
I'll send it to her right now.
Send it to her. Oh, good. Okay. Send it to her.
I'll send it to Tiff right now. See if she replies.
Yeah.
Good. We just interviewed her on my show this morning. I didn't interview her. They did. I sat and listened.
On what show?
Pop. Daily Pop. I do every morning.
Oh, yeah. Pop. You and Sherry?
No, this is just me.
Why they didn't have you do the interview?
They didn't know I knew Tiffany.
Why you didn't let them know?
Because I'm the new, you know, I'm filling in for Dr. Phil's daughter. She's pregnant on leave. And I didn't know. See, they don't
say
that.
Wouldn't that be funny if Dr. Phil's daughter ended up on Maury?
Oh.
What's wrong with you?
See, I'm terrible. Like, when I first came to L.A. and I didn't know my north from my east, from my south to my west, Laura Hayes, like, is the one who took me around, right? And we would go places and... Like, sometimes people didn't recognize her, and they would jam her up, and she would pay to get in places. And I'm the friend behind her going, do you know who the fuck that is? Yeah. That's Laura motherfucking Hayes. How dare you? She want a table up front, and blah, blah, blah. And Laura told me, you got to stop doing that shit. I'm like, but...
Who's Laura Hayes?
You don't know who Laura Hayes?
I don't offhand.
Very funny comedian.
That's right, and that's how it happened.
Yeah.
She was the host,
there was Adele Givens, there was Monique, there was Samore, and Laura Hayes.
Ah.
She played Cole's mother on Martin.
Oh, shit. That's right. Okay.
And she was in a whole bunch of other shit, too.
Y'all a good group
of
people.
Martin lives around the corner, but you know, to this day, I've never met Martin.
Mm.
Lawrence. Yeah. You've never met
him? I've never even met him.
I've never even seen him. If you want to,
that is...
It could happen.
Well, but what the hell? Oh, okay.
And Martin's around the corner. That's Lawrence.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, look at you.
Oh, I know exactly who she is.
Yeah.
No, but you got this. I'm the same way. They say, you know Linnell? And they go, who? You know that blonde chick with the big mouth? Oh, yeah, the blah, blah, blah. If you got to explain who you are.
If I have to explain anybody, I say the girl from Borat.
Yeah, but if you have to explain it all.
I haven't had a drink in a long time, and I think it's hit me now.
You're leaning.
I'm going to stop.
It's my first day with
the
new mouth.
But if you have to explain it all, that you haven't made it yet.
It's your new day for what, Russell? See, I can't drink.
On my first
But you and wanted
I got to drive. I'm going to drink this water.
You can
You're good.
Me
you're going to be here for a while. We got food.
I
got a cramp under my titty.
You've been saying that since you've been here. Yeah. That's serious now.
Here's what we can do just to
gas.
Help you.
It's gas.
I'll hold the titty up. You rub the rib.
You probably got a masseuse upstairs.
You better be strong to hold this titty up.
I'll use two hands.
Okay. He probably got a masseuse somewhere up in here.
I can get one here if you want. You want a massage?
Under my titty.
I'm gonna call my masseuse. You want to go?
Let me call Manly Hands too.
Oh, Manly! I keep forgetting about
they
them.
Can do my
Manly
my
Hands.
Yeah.
I don't want no Manly Hands.
No, I know you don't.
This ain't for you.
No.
Well, then you don't want me touching
at my
feet
soiree.
And my hands are the same size.
I'm gonna have a
you got big ass hands.
Yeah.
20 people, Kim. Do you want to come or you don't want
to
come?
I always want to come, but I will.
You know why she's talking racy? Because of me. Because Kim don't talk racy.
I know.
But we want Kim to talk racy.
Yeah, we're getting the real Kim Whitley today.
It's that drag. What'd you put a roofie?
There's Kim.
What are you doing, R. Kelly? What the fuck?
I call this the Bill Cosby special. Enjoy
don't
your
do
drink.
That. Don't do that. Don't do that. That one still hurts.
That one still hurts.
That one still hurts.
Hey, how do you think I feel? He had a brother named Russell.
I don't care. Use R. Kelly. Don't use Bill Cosby.
Let's use a white person.
What the fuck?
Gave her the Harvey Weinstein special.
You see, Jeff Epstein.
Eddie, take that away.
You see, they didn't drug me. Why you didn't drug me?
No.
You're good. You sip it. You don't chug it.
Let me explain something. I break up marriages when I drink.
That's fine. Oh, I'm not married yet.
Let me tell you something.
Let me put my motherfucking glasses back on so I can read your lips and hear you.
Nah.
Breaks up marriages.
Nah.
Oh, Kim. You know what, Kim? Kim.
Yeah.
I want to interview you on my YouTube show.
I would love to.
No holds barred, though.
Well, see, the problem is I hold because I'm still attached to Oprah in a way.
Fuck, yes, I don't. So I don't do it
but I'm cool. But I'm.
But wait,
I'm
how was
careful.
That a thing? Like that's the part I don't get. Is
because
like
she's in the elite.
No, no. I mean, I get it, but at the same time, it's like, why is fucking being real so illegal now?
It is illegal now, and I don't know if it's.
It's not illegal if it's your brand, because that's my brand.
Right.
But she's affiliated with all things clean and nice and glorious.
Not that clean
and classy. Yes.
No, me? No, yeah, I'm not even known as a clean comic. They come and tell me, say, can you tell
but
Kim
you're known
not
as a,
to be?
But you can't cuss good, though. But except that motherfucker, you put your heart in that one.
Well, the problem is when I do stand-up, I remember Larry David asked me that. He was like, "Are you a blue comic?" I was like, "Blue? No, I'm pretty white."
"Are you a Republican?"
Right. No.
Bitch. No.
What happened?
The fuck asked me no shit like that.
We were filming a scene, Linnell.
Me and Kim auditioned for the same part on Curb Your Enthusiasm. Kim got it, and she saved a life.
I did save a life.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
She saved a mother.
Whose life did you save?
A Mexican.
Eddie?
He got paid, too.
Yeah.
He did.
No, they had this Latino
for murder.
That was accused and incarcerated.
Mm-hmm.
For murder one. He said, "I didn't do it. I was at a baseball game. And they said, well, and he had to stub to the baseball game ticket at home. They said, "This don't mean shit."
And his daughter testified.
Somebody could have gave this to you. And Kim was the person that he was sitting right behind at the baseball game, shooting her scene with Larry David. So that scene became testimony in his trial to prove that he could not have done this murder because of the scene that she did.
Right.
Motherfucking right.
You saw
she saved a life.
Documentary called The Long Shot. Long Shot.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Could have been me.
He came up to me at the bowling alley. He'd have spent that $1 million, whatever he got.
Who gives a fuck? The fact is that he's
he could at least pay for your lane.
He's alive.
Yeah, right. He's alive.
He's alive.
He could come over and went, "Hey, your lane is free." He said he's Mexican. I made him sound like my assistant, Eddie. You know, Eddie can't pronounce the letter T. It's always a fucking D.
No, yeah. No, don't say that.
No shit. Dacos. We were in Nashville one time.
He doesn't say tacos. No. Says tacos.
No, but when we were in Nashville, I go, "Eddie," because he's my assistant. He's been with me 12 years. I was like,
"Wow,
Eddie, what hotel are we staying in Nashville?" "The Hudson." And I go, "Oh." So I Googled H-U-D-D-O-N because I heard Hutton. Fucking Hutton.
The Hutton.
And it was the Hutton.
Yeah,
the Hutton.
I go, "Eddie, there's no fucking hotel called the Hutton."
It wasn't even the Hutton.
Boutique hotel?
Yeah.
Right. The Hutton. He said the Hutton, but it was really the Hutton, correct?
Yeah, but he said the Hutton.
I'm the only motherfucker that pronounced it correctly.
Yeah, you.
I have a Bachelor of Arts degree in English. Why are you bullshitting? So you didn't even say it right.
No, he said the Hutton.
But you said the Hutton.
No, he said the Hutton.
But you said the Hutton.
And I went the Hutton.
No, but that's not correct either. It's the
Hutton. I have to soften up my H off the
Hutton. Come on.
Hutton.
Put your tongue behind your teeth. The Hutton.
Hutton.
The Hutton. He's Canadian.
Hey, what kind of goat meat is that? Mudden?
Ew.
Hey, do you like Mudden?
Hey, so yeah, you're from Canada, so.
Mm-hmm. You've been up there.
I've done the Montreal Comedy Festival, one of the greatest things
I was
ever
there
did.
With the year like you the were there. One of the years you were there.
Lapalooza. But I found I couldn't understand why that there were so many black Rastafarians in Canada.
West Indians.
Yep.
They're
Trinidadian.
They're in Toronto, not Montreal.
Toronto's where I'm from.
And you know who was over at my house last night?
Who?
Another Canadian.
Who?
Spent the night. Caroline Ray.
Ah, I was Caroline.
Comedian. Oh, yeah, you guys love each other.
Yeah.
Caroline's great. Yeah, she said she was going to put me on her Disney show.
Oh, I got to remind
you. Well, she said that last year, and then she was like, "Oh, I'm going to make you the coolest dad ever. I'm going to put you on my show." I said, "That would be fucking great, Caroline."
I'm going to remind you.
She's a really sweet lady.
Very nice.
She's a very nice lady.
She will offer some stuff and give people stuff. She really does try.
I'm going to text her ass, too, right now.
Send her our picture.
That's exactly what I'm going
to
do.
But hi, Caroline.
Yep, another great person. She was over there. I'm her daughter's godmother.
Really?
So,
the Greek baby?
No, the Greek baby. tall as hell,
that's
like her daddy.
Okay, that's but you do know what that
is. You know, he was her opening act.
You know
that, right?
A godmother.
Really?
Yeah,
right?
That was her opening act.
Like, I did not know that.
You know what that means. So.
What? A godmother?
Being a godmother.
Yeah, you give them gifts on their birthday.
No, that's not what that
if
means.
If they pass, you take the kid?
Yeah.
Hell no.
Oh, no, bitch. Oh, you did it in front of the Lord.
You're going to talk about how you talking. You're going to say the Lord?
Lord.
Lord.
Yeah. You
that's how
are
Eddie would
the
say
mama
it.
If anything happens to Caroline Ray.
Then I'm fucked. I got 10 of them.
The white relatives want to fight
you. You got 10 God
10, 10 or 11 God
kids.
Kids.
I was just about to ask you about Joshua.
No, I got, well, you know,
it ain't
I feel like his surrogate godfather.
There you go.
y'all not gonna flirt and be sexy in front
of me. No, no, tell her what happened.
Y'all not gonna do that.
Okay, let me tell you the story.
She'll tell you what happened.
Okay, like, so Russell, so you'll know. So I've known Russell, but I've never loved him. Okay, this is the day I fell in love with him. Actually, this is when I became a stalker because I started asking Jackie Fabulous. I was like, so what's he doing?
Jackie.
How's he doing? Oh, really? Can you tell him I said hi? Because I didn't have his number or anything like that. So this is what happened. One Christmas, Joshua might have been 6, 7 years old. We were in Target and we were shopping and grabbing some stuff. And I, you know, just a few things in the basket. And I got him like a Lego set and some things. We got in line. And Russell was either behind us or
I was right in front of you.
He was in front of us. So Russell bought his stuff. And then he said, I'll take her cart too. I was like this. What? I was like, hey, Russell. Because he said, hey, Kim. And I was, and his mother was with him. And then he was like, I'll take, Russell, don't burn the house down. He said, I'll take her stuff too. Let me tell you, so I have never with my sonny. And then he turned and said, do you have what you want, Joshua? Did you get what you want? Joshua didn't know what to say. And I was like this. No, he doesn't. I was like, go get that thing you wanted.
He said.
What did he say?
He said, I got this one, but I wanted the bigger one.
That's what it was. He didn't have the
one he wanted. The big one.
Because I was like this. You can't get that. Get this one. And he told him, he said, I wanted the bigger one.
Fucking speak up, Joshua.
And Joshua knows what he's
damn
doing.
Damn right.
And he told him to go get it.
Go that, get it.
He ran and got it. And Russell took care of it. Let me tell you something. Right that day, because it made me, because he didn't know me. It wasn't, you know.
Well,
I know
you. You didn't know me.
But you didn't. I know, but you wasn't like, oh, my boy, let me take care of her. You were doing a gesture for my son and for me. And that's when I knew, I saw your heart. And I was like, I want to give him some.
You know what that was? Uh-huh. You know what that was, Kim? That was me remembering when you had my back when nobody had my back that day on Bethany. And I said, this woman had me. When nobody else, I was alone in a room, and she stood right beside me and said, I got you.
You will make me cry.
That's why I did that, because I was like, you didn't need to stand up for me that day. You could have let me get eaten by the wolves.
Oh, my gosh.
She could have let me get eaten by the wolves, but her and Aubrey, matter of fact, stood up for me that day. I never really stayed in touch with Aubrey. I think I wanted to bang her, so I never.
See, but you didn't want to bang me. So now
I did want to bang you, but I was like, you were already talking to Artie the One Man Party 10 years, 20 years, 21 years before that.
How we say how you pay it forward or how things, you don't know. Yeah. I didn't know that about you. And then I see you and you do that for my son. And now we're here and we are friends now.
On the same note.
Oh, I'm uncomfortable now. I don't like to be vulnerable in front of y'all.
Well, it's vulnerable.
That's what we're doing.
She said it's the liquor because this bitch ain't vulnerable.
On the same note, during this quarantine, Russell was on a live with, I don't even know who, but I chimed in and like,
it was me and Angelo.
Yeah.
Angelo Sarukas.
Yes. And and they were like, Lunel's on you, Lunel, blah, 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 blah. And then we talked on the Instagram or something like that.
Yeah, we talked on Instagram Live.
DMs after that. He was like, I love you. You know, what's good? You good? You need anything? And I don't know. I must have said something like, well, you know, bitch, could I order you some groceries or something?
Because it was at the beginning when everything, we didn't know what we could do, whether we could leave. I said, do you need groceries or anything?
Yeah.
And she said, actually. Sure.
He said, send me a list and I'll get you groceries.
I can't take it.
I sent him a list.
I'm not talking.
And within like 12 hours, that motherfucker had all my list completed and delivered to my door.
What?
He got me groceries during the quarantine.
Well, in all fairness, Eddie did the work on that.
I found that out later.
Did you say in all fairness, really?
In all fairness.
Yeah, but he made it happen.
Eddie, I made it happen, but...
Eddie, but still.
Eddie did do the...
That's why I told your mother, she did
that.
A really good job.
That's what a motherfucking assistant's supposed to fucking do.
Eddie, you're going to take that shit. Eddie, you ain't going to take that shit.
Matter of fact, Eddie, fuck you, Eddie. That's
can
why.
Can I have Eddie, my last belligerent glass of wine, please?
Eddie, go open another bottle of wine for
the
girl. I got you. I just go over to Ed's.
Eddie, you know where the wine's at.
Eddie, bleep that word. Eddie, bleep the word pussy.
Eddie,
bleep the, yeah, because I said I wanted
Eddie,
to give him
thank
some.
Eddie, thank you, baby. Listen, yeah. Kim, so that's what you don't want Hardy to... got.
Well, I need you to ask your woman.
First of all,
I want to, because you are
Kim,
the
there's a theory. It's called eating is not cheating.
Ew, you guys ain't gonna do this in front of me.
Lunel, you think you...
Oh, I tell you, no. I love him.
I call this the buffet. Him. Now let's...
Yay!
Yeah, well, I don't know. No, you're
I'm
gonna
uncomfortable
have to make
and sore my legs right
because
now.
Because black girls don't do that shit. If you make a
you
motherfucking
separate
decision,
rooms if y'all need.
I have to bow down and be like, that's the decision you made. I take it like a motherfucking G. If he make a decision, then that's what it is. But
it's
you can't
Oakland
have your
right
cake
here.
And
it's
eat
Oakland.
It too.
Right.
I don't give a fuck how mediocre and rich your ass is.
How mediocre? Mediocre and rich yo ass is.
More wine for Lunel. More wine for Lunel.
Got me fucked up.
She said, I don't care.
Listen, I can say that being an average old sexy bitch myself.
Oh my God.
I can say that. What? What's the deal?
They're good, Paulie. They're good.
You need a tissue, baby.
You're nice. So are you a manager, like a real manager?
He's my manager.
So we're going to get him on Caroline Ray's show on Disney. Okay. But can me and you go back to that conversation I talked to you about in the kitchen? Because he been bullshitting. We could be there right now. I had people interested. He's an asshole and mediocre now. When I think about that. Oh, I'm sorry. I was talking
what
about
I do
you.
Now? What the fuck I do now?
You dropped the ball, remember?
When?
The great show idea.
It ain't dropped yet.
That was a year ago. We could have had it done during quarantine. Sherry Shepherd sold the show, you
I
know.
I got Bentley working on it for us.
Oh. Oh,
Bentley Kyle Evans.
Oh. Bentley Kyle.
But you want to? But you don't want to tell me before I sign this thing with
Russell,
I can't say. But
would you drop my name, please? Too?
Absolutely.
I'm like, really?
Thank you so much.
I'm looking at you.
And
like,
then Sid came up to me
Black
with an
History
idea the other day too.
Look at this.
It's time.
Kim, it's
Black
History
Month. It's time.
You don't let these other people. You okay? Go
no,
ahead.
Here's the thing.
Should
you
I
know, for me,
other people pass you on up.
For me, it was a confidence issue. For me, it's all about, like, I knew where I was financially, but that doesn't mean anything to me.
Right.
Money never meant shit to me.
Okay.
It was never about money for me. It was
okay,
always
I'm gonna
about
need to talk to you after the show, if that's the case.
It was all about getting respected.
I'm bullshitting.
So for me, it was all about getting respect. So I wanted the respect first.
Now, but when you say that, respect in stand-up? Because you have that, or respect in the acting world?
Both, really. Either or. I wanted them to respect me to be like, yo, that motherfucker's funny. And I wasn't going to stop until motherfuckers said I was funny.
But you already have that in stand-up.
I have that for my fans.
Okay, everybody's so I'm
I wanted it for my peers.
Everybody's, because everybody's got their click. Like, Fluffy's got his click.
I got no
click. You do got a click.
I got a little click.
Dude,
you
got a click.
I got Ruben Paul. That's my man. Ruben is like...
Softest lips.
No, I'm talking about
again,
your,
all
your
that,
audience.
I don't know
about. You have an audience.
He kissed me one day.
Nice.
And Urkel did
Ruben
too.
Ruben Paul kissed you.
He did kiss me.
Did
one
he give
day.
You the tongue?
No. He just kissed me one day, and that, this long, long years ago. He just, I don't remember.
Wait till I say goodbye tonight.
But I think he's just the nicest, and so is Urkel. Remember, I mean, Jaleel White. Jaleel, another.
He's a really nice guy.
Very nice.
He better be.
He's very nice too. But
yeah,
no, I don't kiss a lot of people. People don't kiss me.
I did a podcast and I interviewed her. Ernest Thomas, you know, Raj.
Mm-hmm. Wait, Raj from What's Happening?
Uh-huh. And also Mr. Omar from Everybody Hates Chris. I got him to talk so dirty about the industry and about what he's been through and about his audition for What's Happening.
That's
so
a good one.
Funny. You would never expect
him to be.
Oh, baby.
Ernest, killing it.
You know, I have a way of drawing that nasty side out of people, Kim.
The nasty side?
Like
I want to have a deeper conversation with Russell. This respect thing.
I know
well,
you.
Maybe
do.
I'll do it after the show because I got to. We'll talk about another.
No,
day
we
then.
Can still talk
because
about
it. I'm trying to understand how people say you don't have the respect. Okay, let's look at success.
Success
in my mind
is one
for
thing,
you. That's what I'm saying.
And respect
no,
is another.
He
thing.
Wants respect
so
among his peers.
So explain that, please.
I get you.
Okay, so I think the problem is because I came up in Canada. And when I moved to America 15 years ago, people thought that I was some sort of like flash in the pan. Like I just had like some sort of online hit and I became this guy who started doing stand-up after a year. People didn't know I started in 89 and I would do all the black rooms in New York in the mid 90s. I used to sleep on Patrice O'Neill's couch. Patrice and Keith Robinson, when they lived in Woodbridge, New Jersey, back in 25.
Patrice in Canada.
Let me say,
they
Patrice
worship,
was the shit. Oh my God.
Worship Patrice in Canada.
I think worldwide, Patrice is really posthumously.
No,
getting,
but he's not popular also with a lot of black people are not hip to Patrice O'Neal.
Because he died too soon.
Yeah, but you're talking about you want respect among your peers. The thing is, if you're from Canada or if you're from the South even, and you do comedy, the only people that were slamming and making names for themselves were out of the East Coast and out of the West Coast.
Right.
Period. L.A. and New York. If you were from Chicago, you were probably in Chicago, but that didn't mean you were probably in L.A. If you was from...
But Chicago's on fire right now.
I know, but we're not talking about not right now. You can't have peers with people right now.
Right.
You can only have peers with people who've been doing it.
Right.
So...
But like the cast that knew me were like the guys that we were all on the grind with were like, at the same time was me, Godfrey, Mike Epps, Keith.
But Godfrey is still... over here.
Yeah, but Godfrey's funny. About to blow up.
Yeah, Godfrey
really?
Is
I know he's doing the thing with Tiffany.
About
he's
to a beast. Fucking blow
he's
up.
He's all about black folks and all together. That. Yeah, he's everything. But as far as people who, listen, when you walk down the street, you can pick anybody and say, name me your 10 favorite comedians. Uh-huh. First of all, they're going to name 10 men. And then you say, well, what about Wanda Sykes? Then they go, oh, yeah. What about Laura Hay? Right. What about Samoa? I love Samoa, but they don't think of you first. Then out of the 10.
Other women don't think of you first.
Right. I do.
Okay, all right. Sarah 10, Silverman out of was 10, always in my top 10.
Well, she's.
Really?
I just like the fact that she said some foul-ass shit.
How many people you have on your podcast at one time?
We need you on the mic, though.
Okay, I was because I got to go pee again.
You know she's a professional.
Y'all got me drinking.
Go pee. There's a restroom right there, too,
I can
if you
pick
want.
Up the slack while
okay,
you're
yeah, she can.
There's a restroom right there.
Okay.
Eddie, show where the restroom is.
Go pee in the pool, Kim. I dare you.
Oh, look.
Let's go pee in the pool, Kim.
Trust me. He wasn't looking.
Kim.
I already
we
peed
can go
in
viral.
His pool.
Kim, let's go pee in the pool.
I've already peed in his pool. That's how you get them. You pee a little bit in the house and a little bit
oh,
in the
you
pool.
Already
and that way they swim in a little bit. We swim in
a
little bit.
Right, swim in a little bit.
It's like a witch's brew.
It's a witch's
She already peed in your pool? Everything I try to do, this bitch get there before me. She didn't.
You
she
were
didn't
at the pool first, Linnell.
She said, why I gotta go to the outside?
Because it's right there. It's closer. It's really nice, too. You'll see.
Ain't that a bitch?
Eddie, get her a towel.
A whole towel?
A whole towel.
Damn, Kim got that wop. God damn. I don't do well on tape. And I don't do well at auditions, period. But then, like, I'm becoming
I'm
like an offer
audition.
Only type bitch. And I'm
I'm horrible on auditions.
But I'm. Give
me
the job. Give me the job. I'll do the job.
You know what the thing is, when especially if they make you audition, they want a Lunell type. Like, bitch, just hire Lunell, motherfucker. Why
I'm
you
like,
gotta
hire me. I can do the job.
A Lunell.
But
type.
I can't do. The audition. I'm bad at memorization.
I'm with you.
You know,
And you're phenomenal when you get the gig.
When I get the gig, I'll give you what you want.
Y'all sound like
you are phenomenal.
I don't
you
like
are,
to audition.
Not
I
to
suck.
Blow smoke up your ass, but you are the best thing in everything you're in.
I'm going to sit right on your motherfucking lap.
As long as I have a face, you have a place to sit, Linnell.
And that was the line.
And tell your little Asian girlfriend, your little Blasian girlfriend that.
She knows. She's a big fan of yours. I said you were coming over. She goes, oh my God, I love Lunell.
Where's she at? I haven't had
She met Kim. We had dinner with Kim
yes,
one night.
Yes, we had dinner. She was very quiet. I was uncomfortable.
And you stay in your place, bitch.
I was looking at her titties, and I didn't want to.
Really? She has great titties.
Yeah, she had great titties, and I was mad because I have great titties, too.
Have you
had
a threesome,
without a bra
I haven't had a good threesome in like 20 years.
No, 20 years.
Your husband's mad as shit about that.
I have had nothing right now. I'm about to go work on Eddie.
No, have you had a threesome?
Eddie was in
the
bathroom too close to me.
I'll ask you on my
show. Just so you know, he has the antibodies.
Shut up! Shut your mouth, Russell! He's had COVID! You're so stupid! I'm surrounded by haters.
I don't spend enough time with you.
And I am a hater.
You should just come and hang out.
I am. Now I know how to get up in this bitch. Burn her damn eyelashes off as long as them bitches are.
I ain't wearing no wig.
Oh,
I don't have a wig
shit.
On.
I know, but the wigs catch fire.
Do they? You've had that happen?
Okay. I don't know because I don't wear wigs.
If Lunel wore a wig, I actually think it would not be. We'd be like,
I wear I wear two wigs in Coming to America.
And I'm excited about that.
Too. I am too.
I wear two wigs in that.
Oh, that's Caroline Ray.
Is she calling?
Caroline Ray is on the phone. Caroline,
I just called her.
Put her on the phone. Fuck me.
Say hello.
Caroline.
Caroline.
You're from Montreal, right?
Are we going to pretend we don't know each other? Listen,
I was never sure if you were from Montreal or from Toronto.
That is so hurtful. That's like saying, I don't remember if you're interesting or a big bore.
Wait, listen, I remember that your baby's daddy is Greek. That's what I remember.
Have any money left or did the girl take it all?
Listen, you already know. You already know. I'm the worst baby mama maker ever.
Oh, gosh. She cuts through the chase like me, Kim.
I got two baby mamas, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Two kids, you know, two baby mamas.
See? Average guy, you can do it too.
She's called you average and mediocre.
Linnell keeps calling me average looking, which is, you know what? You know what?
Who wants a pretty boy motherfucker?
Listen,
anyway?
In all fairness, I agree with her.
Are you in the house?
I always said I'm average looking. I ain't ugly. I ain't good.
No,
I'm just like, whatever.
Ugly.
Lunel is the realest motherfucker I know. Dude or female, don't matter. Lunel is the realest motherfucker I know.
She is the realest.
And that's why I love Lunel, because...
Yeah, but that might have helped me.
It ain't never going to hurt you. It's only going to help. It'll hurt you immediately. In the long run, it'll help you. Like, I'm going to talk to you about Prince, because I see the Prince tattoo on your wrist, on your fist. And I have a... Do you have a Prince story?
I've never met Prince. I know that Prince has had an affinity for women from Oakland.
Right.
One of his first background singers was named Bonnie Boye. She's from Oakland.
Right. Okay, I'll tell you a funny Prince story.
Okay.
If you want to hear it.
Sure. Okay. Russell's going to tell us a funny Prince
story.
Well,
I'll tell you.
Because I have a Prince mask and I have a Prince tattoo. Hi, Kim. Okay, look, Kim. Hi.
Oh, I saw that.
Right, so she's...
Okay, maybe it might not be funny. You tell me this. Okay, anyway, long story short.
She's not got time for you.
Years ago.
I got all the time in the world, baby.
Years ago.
I never got to go back home. You feel me?
Okay, here's my Prince story. You ready?
Okay.
Many years ago, when Prince was still alive, I banged his manager.
What?
Who was his manager?
This Indian girl.
Girl named Cindy.
No. What? I don't want to say her name.
Right, don't say her name.
Okay, we'll call her Cindy.
Okay, we'll call her that.
You fucked a bitch named Cindy who happened to be Prince's manager.
She was Prince's manager at the time.
Wow, what kind of manager is that will fuck you?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Because
he's average and mediocre.
Because it's average with game. Average with game.
A good game will talk a bitch's panties off.
That's right.
Okay, so anyway, she's a real girl.
Or fake grass in a pool. Uh-huh.
Whatever it takes, I'm gonna have
it. I'm with the fake grass all day.
So...
Okay.
Oh, you are
so. I'm banging his manager.
Uh-huh, that's why he's here.
We're in his hotel room. We're in her hotel room, rather. We're in her hotel room. She's complaining about him.
Sweet. Uh-huh. Does she have a suite?
No, actually, it was
so
just a regular
Prince's
room.
So she's Prince's manager, but she doesn't have a suite.
No, because
he's
not.
He's got a suite.
He's
Let him
artist.
Tell the story. I'm interested.
He's the artist. She's the manager.
Right,
manager.
So she got a,
she
knows
got a
her
regular
place.
Double bed.
She's like, you know what? I got a king size bed. I'm good.
Right. Okay. That's right. Because I'm not getting you a suite.
Right.
Right.
Prince ain't a fool. Ain't a fool.
And that's right.
And she was a good manager because she wasn't trying to blow his money on her shit.
That's right.
She was protecting
him. Right.
Yes. So they got to love you.
She's complaining about how he's flaky and just leaves and will call her and say, yo, I left my shit. I've gone. Mm-hmm. Pick my shit up and meet me back wherever we're going to be. So she pulls out his little soup bag. And I unzip his suit bag, and his little boots fall out.
Why did you do
why
that?
Why they gotta be little boots? Why you say that? Why they gotta be little boots like they baby
Prince's
shoes?
Suit bag.
Because I was like, yo, this is Prince's clothes. I'm a fan
but
too.
No, but you ain't got no business
like
unzipping
the baby
suit
shoes
bag.
Hang in the window.
Did she ask you to hang something back up in
she
the?
She held it up, and it was a little ass bag. I was like,
and
yeah,
you unzipped it. You out of play. You out of order.
Yeah,
we naked in the room.
You're out of order.
I'm not thinking about order. I'm thinking about the nut I'm about to bust.
He's out of order.
Busted yet.
You don't open nothing up, Princess. What the fuck is wrong with you?
So I unzip it. His little ass boots fall out.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, yo, these are his little ass boots.
Oh, my God. I'm not speaking to you no more.
I can't take it.
And he's got about seven blouses in there.
Blouses? Please don't say nothing else, Russ.
Hold me back, somebody.
Don't say nothing else.
I really was fucking with you until I don't want to hear the rest of the story. Russell, no, you fuck. Don't do that.
Why you say
no.
A shirt?
Sheila.
Why
Sheila?
You say a blouse?
No, Sheila.
And little ass boots.
Don't
why
do
you
that.
Say a blouse?
You don't know a blouse.
All right.
That's a diss.
No, it's not. Because
yes, the fuck it is.
They're not shirts.
But you called him average and mediocre. And
he's Prince, motherfucker.
He's Prince.
Oh, my God.
He's still Prince.
Girl, this you want to have a baby by? You want to? I'm going to have my party, and I'm not going to fuck with him no more.
But we got, we.
I'm going to have my party in the backyard, but then I may not fuck with him no more.
Can I tell you the story?
Yeah, but you already fucking up.
That's why you don't give women nothing to drink.
Wow.
Listen to me. I told you, you ain't listening. We ain't going to listen to you.
If you say something about Bruno, I'm gonna fuck this whole patio up.
So,
you like little dudes. I just realized that.
How dare you?
So, I'm like, he's so tall. These are his boots. That's really soft leather. I'm like, wow.
Yes.
I was like, this shit is incredible. And then I grab his shirts and I'm like,
what? No, back up. What you grab?
We don't want to be redundant, so I want to change it to shirts now.
Okay, sorry. Okay, okay.
Okay, what?
So I grab his shirts. I grab one of his shirts and I go, yo, let me put this shit on. She goes, no, put this one on. It's bigger. Right? I go, all right, I'll put this one on. So I grab one and I put it on.
You have El Prince shirt?
And I'm like, yo, he smells fantastic. Prince smelled incredible.
What the fuck did you think he was going to smell like?
He smelled rich, didn't he?
No, what the fuck? He thought he was going to smell like Old Spice?
No.
Fucking Prince.
I didn't know what
he probably got his own scent.
I had no clue what Prince was going to smell like.
Now you pissing me off. You pissing me off.
I'm telling you some good details, Linnell. He smelled incredible. I was like, yo, this
had no business.
So I put it on and I'm like, oh my God. She goes, I go, can I take a picture? She goes, no, are you kidding me? I'll lose my job. I was like, all right, fine.
Could you take a motherfucking...
Right, because listen, after we smash everything, blah, 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 she gets a call.
Smash.
She has to leave the room. Well, she left the room.
You took a picture.
I took a selfie with that shirt on.
Brilliant, with that blouse on. That's a blouse.
That's a blouse, that's a motherfucker. Blouse. You told
that's
me that's not
no
a blouse.
That's a blouse. That's a blouse.
That's a blouse.
That's a blouse.
It was rayon or crepe or some shit.
Ooh,
I don't
Prince,
know.
Look how
bullshit.
Cute you are. Look at you.
Prince, you
this
see
was
this
10 years ago.
Wow. You almost pretty
Russell,
enough to
but
be
you know
girl.
What? That's I'm mad at changed. You, but I'm not mad at you.
And then I never posted the picture. But when he passed... I found a picture of him wearing the same shirt, and I split-screened the
I'm
picture.
I'm about to go back to your gram.
And I said, that one time I was left alone with
Prince's
wardrobe.
Fuck yeah! I'm not mad no more.
And then, ever!
And I would never had that balls. Never.
And then
Kim, would you have had the balls? I would have never had the balls.
And then the ill shit
no,
was...
No, I would never been that bold. But men are crazy.
No, I said, would you have the balls? I would have never had the balls.
I'd have never had the balls. See, she didn't finish the whole word. I'd have never had the balls.
Never had the balls to do that.
I got to spend New Year's Eve with Prince 2013 to 2014.
A whole year?
The night.
What the hell?
It was me, Prince, Nile Rodgers, and Jon Bon Jovi.
Wait, so it was one night, right?
You're such
you got
a fucking rock star, right?
We were in Turks and Caicos.
Oh, wow. Oh, you're ballin'. Such a rock star. Yeah.
No, I was only there because Nile Rodgers is my friend. Mm. And now it's like, yo, we're going to Turks for
I
New Year's.
I want your love. I want
your love.
Ding, 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 ding. Call Nile. Can you call Nile?
I'll
call Nile.
Just to break out in a song.
I'll tell him that this...
Who you call? Hey, my agent called. Nile. I got to call my agent back.
Oh, wow. Here we go. It's Hollywood, everybody.
No, because I...
You call Nile Rodgers. You call your agent.
I got to call my agent because I got to put this audition on tape.
I'm going to call Wingstop.
I'm...
I got to call Nile Rodgers.
I'm calling
call
Nile right now.
Okay, call Nile Rodgers. FaceTime.
My brother
Nile.
What kind of podcast just start? We done called more people
I
on the podcast.
Your love.
My daddy,
I
my
want
brother.
Kim, that's
your love.
Oh, hey,
like in
yes.
The bed, it's fly above. Oh. I need
your
love.
I got Linnell singing your shit right now.
Let me sing.
Love.
Hi.
And all I need. Lily, 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 lily Hi, Niall. Remember me?
What's up, baby? How are you?
Hi, I met you before at the South Chain Awards, I think.
Damn, she did the whole thing.
I'm a motherfucking fan now.
Wait, now we got to do a screenshot because we want to take a picture with you.
Say she.
Get your head in there.
Freak out. Say she. Freak out.
Did you get my hand in there, Russell?
I got you both in there.
Let me see. Check the picture.
They dared me now.
There's a dance.
Hey,
about the new dance craze.
They said, if you're friends with Niall Rogers, FaceTime him
right now. You will be amazed.
We didn't believe him because he's average.
To be had by everyone.
How you doing, brother?
I'm good, man.
And show you can be done.
I'm good.
Young and old. Are doing it, I'm told.
I'm just impressed that you were able to answer the phone. I don't answer FaceTime unless I'm ready. And you were ready.
Doing it night and day.
There's Russell.
Allowing. We'll shut it away.
That's my boy. I told you, Niall is my brother.
Let me say she.
Okay,
I couldn't help it,
Niall. Okay, there we go. Get in, Lunel.
I never was able to go to Disco 5040. What is it?
Studio 54.
That's one of my regrets.
Disco 52.
We are out of control over here. We are out of control.
My brother, I appreciate you.
Bye, Niall. Call me, baby. Hit me in my DM.
That's Lunel and Kim Whitley, in case you were wondering. I'm pretty sure you figured that out.
Hit me in my DM, Niall. I'll holler back.
All right, baby.
Yes.
I'll call you later now. I love you, brother.
He probably got an old Filipino bitch, peace, too, something like that. Don't nobody will love the black woman no more. Mm-hmm.
I got two black stepdaughters now.
What? Jesus.
Listen, Lunel, you're a legendary lady.
Well, I don't know if that's true or not, but some people think so.
No, I know so. I'm not saying it to flatter you. You are that person.
I think that you may be right, but I don't really feel that way because I think that, you know what, the thing is that I know that I'm a person of the people, but I also equate success with like this and like that and stuff, you know.
You're like we're the same.
I'm like the Nipsey Hussle of fucking comedy.
Yeah, that's why I don't want you to go nowhere though. I want you to be here so we can celebrate you.
Can I get a big house over here and then go back and visit?
Let me tell you something.
House?
I would give you my fucking house and move to where you're at just to make you happy.
No, but you know what?
No,
I want to
no, you're no. leaving me. No, no she
Kim.
Said you was average. I said you were perfect and beautiful.
I'm going to move to Tarzana to a gated house with a tennis
show.
Court.
I want
to
do a show like that called Can You Go Back? And you take somebody who's rich and put them back like in a studio apartment or one bedroom.
Keep your ideas to your damn self.
I've done that. It didn't work. So now I'm telling.
Oh, no, that's
maybe
right.
Somebody will fucking holler. I want to do a show like, about somebody who's uber rich and they go back to regular life before they were rich and take somebody who's not rich.
Oh, I guess
and
we
put
can't
them
teleport.
The uber
people,
rich.
Huh? This was fun. I didn't think it was, I thought it was going to be some bullshit.
Nah, come on. What?
Wait a minute. Listen. You knew I was going to be here and you thought it was going to be some bullshit.
Can I tell you what the best moment was for me?
Me being average?
Yeah, how did you know? I almost peed in the chair when she said, you're rich, but average looking. I thought I was going, you're
where,
average
where, where looking. Where to lie? Where to lie?
It ain't a lie.
That was my where best.
It is not a lie, and I'm 100% in agreement.
What
with
do you think? I'm fucking fine or some shit?
You
I,
are.
I'm an average ass bitch that knows my angles.
My angles? My angles?
That's it. I know my angles. Okay, you got dimples. So what?
Yeah, I do. All Kim, over my body.
Kim with her, with her above average big ass feet.
She just said, I got dimples. I'm done. I'm sorry.
I want to thank my beautiful guests. My baby girl, Lunel.
I'm sorry. Lunel has also just dropped her microphone, like a literal mic drop.
She did a mic drop.
I broke it. Hello, hello. Is this thing on?
Yeah, it's on. It's working
thank
good.
I'm so sorry, much. Russell.
I want to thank Lunel and my wife, Kim Whitley.
Wow.
My bottom bitch, Lunel.
What
my wife, Kim
right.
Whitley.
Bow down.
And Courtney with her chipped toenails.
I'm sorry. I'll come prepared next time.
You know when you fuck with comics, they gonna call you out.
All right. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Culturally Canceled. And if this episode doesn't get me canceled, I don't know what will.